the Boss Man Show, new head coach, Cal State Northwest, Matt Matadors, Coach Andy Newman, with his nice gear, Under Armour gear. I see him rocking it right now. Coach Newman, how things out there in California, man? Is the weather lovely as usual, man?
Yes, it is. You know, it's one thing you can't change. It's the sunny weather in Southern California. And I think there's a couple songs about it, and they're all true. It doesn't rain out here. The one good thing about it, you never have to check the weather app because you know weather's going to be good at all times. It's a blessing to be here, that's for sure.
In Atlanta today, Coach, 88 degrees with 40% humidity. So when I go outside, I don't be sweating.
that's tough living out there. I will say that. That's a multiple shower area for sure.
100%, and a lot of pollen too, because my car has a green shade of sap.
Oh, that's funny.
yes, indeed. The coach, man. You just coach now in D2, man. You've been the NAIA coach, man. How does it feel to be able to come become a Division I head coach now? And knowing the rules, how it was from D2 now to being D1, have actually 13 full scholarships now rather than 10 that you can split in any way you want to now.
Yeah, that part's great. You know, it's taken me a little bit to get used to. I'm used to, you know, trying to play money ball with guys and figure out how much aid I've got to give them, how much money I got to get them to commit, and splitting those 10 scholarships up at the Division II level. It's always a challenge trying to figure out, you know, how much you need to give a guy to get him to commit. And being at the Division I level is great. You know, you got a scholarship and it's all, they're all full and they got to be full. And so from that point, it's great playing on an even playing field and not having to do that, but it's, you know, it's been fun. It really has. My career has gone from the Division I level to Division II, and then now back to Division I. So it's spanned a lot of levels, and I'm just excited to be back and competing on this stage and ready to get after it.
I hear that. I'm gonna ask you this, Coach Newman. You know, my dad is a coach. My dad's 83 years old. He coached ball here in Atlanta for years. He always talked about to me, JR wants to help young men. Besides you, it's my son. I was wanting to help young men. So what was your water in the coaching? And my father still has these legal pads, Coach. He draws up plays to this day. ask me, did I see what's going on here? Or are you watching the hard hedges or the shots? I said, Dad, I know what's going on here.
Yeah, well, you know, like, it's the why of coaching is great. You know, like, you know, it was kind of a natural progression for me as a player. You know, I love the game of basketball, started playing it at an early age, gravitated to it, knew that I wanted to be part of basketball, you know, for the rest of my life. And so as a player, eventually, you know, you run out of places to play and people tell you, you know, hey, you just, you know, it's time to turn the page and you can no longer, play the game. And so from there, it was a natural progression to get into coaching. And I think from that, I've developed a real love for helping young men kind of get to where they want to get to and achieve their goals, which was something that my coaches did for me. So that was huge in my, you know, choice to continue coaching and to be in coaching. Is just, you know, really helping young men. That's number one. But then selfishly, like, you get that competitive itch and you know how that is as a, you know, you've been playing basketball since you're 3-4 years old and, you know, been competing and that competitive desire, you know, that doesn't go away. And so like you leave playing and you get into this like real world situation and you're like, well, where's the scoreboard? Like I don't have that anymore. And so you miss that. And so selfishly for me, you know, coaching scratches that itch and it gives you a chance to go out and compete and be part of something, you know, where there is a scoreboard and so that part's great. So it's fun in definitely two ways, you know, helping kids, you know, reach their dreams of playing college basketball, being the best basketball players they can be. And then selfishly, you know, that kind of, hey, my program versus your program, let's, you know, put 40 minutes up there and see who has the most points at the end of it. It's really fun and keeps the fire lit for sure.
And Coach, same with me, Coach. When I got cut by the Panthers, I played football and basketball. I got cut, right? And I had to decide. But being in the radio game, I'm still near it. It's still, for me, that's my itch. Right. That's still right. I've been in 14 years doing radio, man, and I get to talk to guys like yourself because my dad's a coach. I don't know what you're going through. And guys told it, oh, JR played and his dad coached. So he's not going to ask me those dumb questions. He knows what time of day it is.
right.
So no, I feel like that helps me right there.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, and, you know, for me, being, you know, 5'11 and pretty unathletic, I could barely touch the backboard as a basketball player. So it's kind of like eventually you run out of time, playing. And so that natural progression getting into coaching has been awesome and super fun. I think when I finished playing, I was a financial analyst for Hitachi Data Systems. That was my first job when I finished my college career. And I lasted literally like 4 days. And I looked at that and said, man, this isn't going to work. This cannot be the rest of my life sitting in this cubicle waiting for 5 o'clock to come. So it was a pretty quick transition right into coaching for me.
No doubt. Coach Newman, what's going to be your ideal young man for your program that you want them to have qualities coming into your program to be the best man, young man he can be as you all help coach him on and off the court?
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing is the athletic piece. You know, obviously we're competing for championships and the Division I level. There, you don't have to shy away from that. That's what this level is about. Like we're competing to win, and I love that about it. So we're going to bring in guys who are really good basketball players who love to play fast. And you know, my style of play, as you know, just everywhere I've been, we've really lit up that scoreboard. So I like guys who like to play fast and can really score and have that fun, like free flowing, let's play fast style basketball in them and are good at it. So that's the first piece. The second piece obviously is the character. And that's something that is huge. You know, as you know, like being part of a college team, you spend so much time, you know, with other players and other, you know, coaches and, you know, time away from university, traveling in airplanes and in hotel rooms and in meetings and stuff. So we spend so much time together that I want to make sure that time that I'm spending it with people that I want to spend time with. And so the character piece is huge on that deal. And then the last piece is just the academic part. You know, obviously, you know, being a college athlete is a unique thing. It's not professional sports, it's collegiate sports. And with that, you get an opportunity to really give somebody an education and get that education paid for. And so those three pieces are kind of, you know, what we're looking for. Somebody who wants to be a college graduate, somebody who's demonstrated that their character is intact, and then somebody who can really hoop and put that ball in the hole. So those three things are huge, and that's what we're looking for here at Northridge. So if you see anybody out there in Atlanta, let me know.
Sure will. And you know what, Coach Newman, your conference, Big West, is a great conference, man. Like, Coach Taylor's one of my close friends, so is Coach Turner as well. Joe Pasternak's a cool guy as well. All these guys in your league are so cool to talk to, man. And John up there at Poly as well, man. Like, the coach in your league is very great. All you are great guys, man. And I love the different styles of play you all have. I'm a junkie, so I'm up on my computer watching games because I'm a junkie to support all you guys, man. It's fun in your league, man. Just watching your own film a little bit as you kind of dive into what you'll be going up against, man. How impressed are you with talent and coaching in your league, man?
Well, it's crazy, you know, and it's always been that way. You know, the coaches in this league are really, really good, and there's not a lot of turnover from coaches coming out of the Big West Conference because these are good jobs. And the coaches are all really good. They all have specific systems that they like to run. They've been doing it a long time, it's going to be a huge challenge. You know, that's going to be a huge piece. Obviously, you named a lot of them, but you know, 10 years ago when I was in the league as the assistant at Cal State Fullerton, you know, Dan Monson was there, and Coach Turner, like you said. Those are guys that have been there, you know, 10, 15 plus years and really have a great feel for their system, what they're trying to do. They know they've demonstrated how to win in this league. So, I mean, the coaching in this league is really it's a little daunting as a first year head coach coming into knowing that you're going to compete against those guys. But also too, you know, it's going to be fun. Like looking forward to a new challenge and a new group of guys to compete with.
No doubt. And you know what, Coach Newman, man, it's so funny you say that, man, because I tell you what, watching the games are entertaining because it's just different styles, and styles make fights, as they always say. And you are recruiting kind of the same kind of player. It's always fun to watch recruiting battles. As I tell it out on the West Coast. So, and also, with good education you all give have out there, Atlanta kids come out there and succeed because you get come out there sunny every day, work on your game, get good networking, because I feel like kids should leave Atlanta. That's just my personal thoughts. Like, you should want to leave out of here and come back a better man. I feel like your conference does a good job of bringing kids out here in the South, out there, and the talent-wise, what the guys out rest already, man, makes for a good thing for roster building out there for you guys.
Yeah, no question. And I agree with you. I think, you know, kids 18, 19 years old, the opportunity to leave home and grow and get away from what they know and get outside their box and really grow as people is a really good experience for them, you know. And then to be able to do that, come out to California, and for us, it's great because we're in LA and this is a huge area, and you've got the Clippers, you've got the Lakers, you've got basketball really is big in LA, as you know, being in this area, some of the leagues that you can play in, the Drew League and things of that nature, like basketball is big in LA. And so it's a great experience for kids to leave the South, leave Atlanta, get outside their box, grow as people, and then, man, be surrounded by really good basketball and other really good basketball players who can really help them grow their game.
Now, Coach, I'll tell you, when the Hawks come to L.A., we stay at the J.W. Marriott by Staples. I still call it Staples. That's where we stay at.
Yeah.
So that's just it. W.W. heads as we stay. Also, I work with the Hawks, too. So that's one of my hustles. So, like, with the Hawks on the road.
Okay, good.
I'm on the road, too. So with the J.W. Marriott right there by Staples. Now, if it's going to Inglewood, that may change. I don't know. But – the NBA does a 30, Coach. We play them on a back to back all the time. We get a day off in between and stay 30 days. No, it's a back to back every time.
Yeah, well, you know, LA we've got to get our secret advantages done there. So we get the Hawks on the back end of that, that gives us a better chance to win. I can see that. That's a dirty way for the NBA to keep
it. It's always Golden State. We fly to LA off day, Lakers, Clippers, or vice versa. And we off day and go play the Phoenix Suns.
Well, that's a 3-day road. That's a tough 3-game trip right there.
4-game trip. It's Golden State first.
Oh, yeah.
It's Golden State off day, Clippers, Lakers, depending on who back to back. Then it's off day, Phoenix. Then it's Denver or Houston or somebody, then back to Atlanta. That's our 5-game trip. Every year, Coach. Every year. Then they do us like this. We go Sacramento, Utah, OKC, Minnesota, and a baby Chicago or Milwaukee, back to Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh. That's brutal. That is brutal. Yeah, that's a tough 5-game stretch. If you can get one of those out of that deal, that'd be a win for sure.
Coach, this year our West Coast trip record was 3-12.
Oh,
and you see why?
Yeah, I see why. And honestly, looking at 3-12, I go, that's pretty good. Like having to play all five of those guys in a row, like that's tough, man. That
you go from
tough.
Steph Curry to Paul George to LeBron to CP3 and Booker to Jamal Murray.
And you're seeing how good that Denver team is now. Holy cow.
That trip was 1-4.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good one. I mean, that is a good one. That's tough, man. I don't know.
Somehow we beat Denver on our way home.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. How that happened. You guys should be coach of the year for that. That's unreal.
Yes, we beat Denver actually this year twice.
Wow.
Once about Trae Young in Atlanta, and once – well, are we beating about Trae Young in Denver too? Yeah, we beat them twice this year by Trae Young.
Wow. Wow, that's
can
crazy.
You believe that?
I cannot believe that, especially coming back from the games that you were playing. Now, you guys had to be exhausted. Yes. Man, that's it. That's the thing about the NBA schedule, man. It's like trying to cram three seasons into one. It's unbelievable how that travel is and just how many, like, you got to come ready to go night after night. It's a grind.
We played on a back-to-back at Orlando, right? We had to fly 2.5 hours to play Chicago.
Unreal.
And we lost, of course. We call those the NBA schedule losses.
Yeah, well, that's...
We had no chance. We got to the hotel at 4:11.
Oh, my
God. I remember vividly.
Yeah, how do you even... Yeah, I was going to say, how do you... I mean, that's... How do you even prepare for that? It's almost like, hey, go to the hotel, rest, We'll see you 30 minutes before tip-off. Just, you know.
We'll go to the ballroom at 1 o'clock. And
oh, my God.
Through a few plays. And the bus leaves at 4 o'clock. So, yeah.
Oh, so my God.
We call those schedule losses in the NBA.
Yeah, that's – yeah, they gave you no shot there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I love it, though. I really love it, Coach. Let me ask this man this is a question strictly from my father who has texted me. He's like, ask Coach Newman, what are some people who helped mold him his coaching career? That's what my dad wants to know about your coaching career.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, Bob Burton is a mentor of mine, and I was able to, you know, play for him and then coach with him, and a very successful coach, the winningest coach in Cal State Fullerton history, and a lot of who I am as a coach today is because of who he is. You know, Brad Dugan and Mike Dunlap, you know, the late Rick Majerus, all guys that spent time investing in me. And I, you know, super grateful for that and thankful for that. And a lot of, you know, who I am as a coach is because of them as well. And, you know, it's fun growing up and going through the game as a player and then as a young coach and listening to these guys talk, guys who had won championships. And it's cool. Like, you see different things that you like from different coaches that you can now implement. And I look at some of the defensive schemes that, you know, I learned watching Mike Dunlap and his teams play. And it took a lot of things from there, from the defensive side. And then watching Coach Majerus and how he taught that four-out motion offense was really fun. And taking some things out of that we've incorporated here that we still do today is really good. And so it's been fun. It's been a fun journey, but those are the guys that have really impacted me and my philosophies, both offensively, defensively, and just running a program. And I'm super fortunate to have been one of those guys that those older mentors of mine have, you know, taken the time to really invest in young coaches and, something that hopefully I can do someday for another young coach. But man, those moments in time where those guys sat down with me and really kind of explained the why they do certain things is just huge. And super grateful to them for that, because I wouldn't be the coach I am today without that.
100%. I want to ask just myself about non-conference scheduling. Is your phone blown up now with guys trying to play you, the first-year head coach? Are they trying to play you like crazy right now, man?
Yeah, man, this thing's been going off like, you know, it's like 15, 16 times already just this morning, which is great. Yeah, no, I mean, you first-year head coach, people smell blood in the water, you know, they're excited about scheduling and trying to get the Matadors on it, which – I certainly understand and am happy to take those calls. It's the same thing, you know, happens, you know, at every level. And when I was a first year head coach at the Division II level, my phone was blown up as well. I got a ton of games. And then once you establish the program and you got that thing rolling, that phone seems to get a lot of, you know, now all of a sudden you get sent to voicemail a lot, which, is a interesting part of the job for sure. But yeah, no, we'll do the same thing and here, but yeah, the scheduling piece, as you know, is a huge part of it. And right now we're not having too many problems scheduling, but hopefully in the next 3-4 years, I'll take that as a compliment when people send me the voicemail.
I hear that. Coach Newman, it's been fun to meet you today and chat with you, man. I want to see you in late 20s on the Army event, man. And I thank you for answering my dad's question. My dad listens to every one of my shows. He's always locked in. Everything I do, Coach, he's always locked in on what everything his son does. So I appreciate it so much for it.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm happy to be here at any time. This is fun. It's always fun for me to talk to people about our program and what we're doing out here at Northridge. So anything I can do to help and grow your show, let me know. I had a blast today.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you, brother. We'll do this really real soon, man.
All righty.